Aristotle tells the story. Karl Polanyi has beautifully analyzed it. That he was shocked by the idea that in recent times, citizens of Athens behaved like kapilikoi, kapiliki, which means sausage vendors, fried sausage vendors on the forum. They let the prices go up when there's much demand and no more fried sausage available. And they let them drop if they want to sell off the last already slightly burnt rests of sausages. He was deeply worried by the fact that decent, virtuous Athenians behaved that way. Polanyi made me understand that there is nothing natural about the law of demand and supply. I would see what other people call culture. I would understand as a unique, typical arrangement to a time and place and group by which marketing relationships, exchange relationships related to things which when scarce go up and when more abundant go down in their price, are kept limited to certain specific places. You may engage in these activities on Saturday when the market is open from 6 in the morning until 12 o'clock, or down at the brothel, or over there at the bar. But otherwise, we don't want any of that. For a couple of millennia since Aristotle, most European cultures remained market resistant. Markets were carefully regulated and kept in place. The story of Homo economicus, the story of commodity production, not simple commodity production, but as Marx would say, industrial commodity production, capitalist commodity production, is a story of the last 250 years. It brought with it a total transformation of perception of space, for instance. The space of one kingdom is different from the space of another kingdom. The measures, the weights, are different here and there. When a good passes from one kingdom to the next, it actually changes in nature. The idea of circulation is absent. The idea that something can return to its source without changing its quality is an idea which becomes thinkable only together with vast commodity circulation around 1680. So I'm speaking about a long history during which a certain number of our current certitudes slowly take shape.